Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
So Gunners, Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas, he flew over to Sydney on a Qantas flight on Saturday, right? And he's claimed that he was treated disgracefully by one of the flight attendants who became aggressive when he didn't hear the announcement to put away devices.
Allegedly.
Right. He had noise-cancelling headphones on and was working on music on his laptop. Anyway, he tweeted that he was racially targeted and was escorted by five police officers when he disembarked the plane. He got let go. It was all fine. But wait, the plot thickens. Turns out it's the same flight attendant who had the issues with the Veronicas on their flight.
Really?
Yeah, remember with the hand luggage?
Yeah.
So the Veronicas have tweeted their support to the Grammy Award winner, and other passengers have also tweeted their support and confirmed that the flight attendant was aggressive and hostile towards Will.i.am. So Qantas is now seriously looking into the complaint.
Is it a male or female flight attendant?
It's a female, and something tells me it's nothing to do with race. She's got issues with celebrities.
She so does.
She so does.
Maybe she's a failed singer.
Whatever it is, she needs a lesson in niceness.
It was a Harry Styles takeover on Saturday Night Live. He was the host. He was also the music guest and was in many, many skits. Plus, his opening monologue was actually quite funny.
I don't know if you heard or not, but I was in a band called One Direction. How crazy would it be if they were here tonight? Well, they're not here. Wouldn't it be crazy if they were, though? They're not. I love those guys. They're my brothers. Niall, Liam, Louis. And Ringo.
That's hilarious. Go, Harry. With about 44 days until the end of this decade, can you believe that, Gunners? 44 days until 2010 kicks over.
Then we'll be in the teens.
That's right. Will Billboard have revealed that Adele's album 21 is the number one album of the decade? Taylor Swift came in at number two with her album 1989 and Ed Sheeran at number three for Divide. And how about the singles? I'm super glad about this. Number one, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars's Uptown Funk. I can totally get behind that one. LMFAO Party Rock Anthem at number two, and number three is Ed's Shape of You.
And the trailer for the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, has dropped. And
Sponge on the Run.
Thanks for that. And Keanu Reeves is in it. SpongeBob is frantically looking for his pet snail Gary when he encounters Reeves as an apparition who appears in a tumbleweed made out of sagebrush.
Next year, the search begins.
Friends, don't let friends go on dangerous.
Yeah! With all new faces.
Hello. Call me Sage.
Good name.
I'm made out of sage and I am a sage. So it works out pretty well.
I'm Patrick. My name means toaster in Celtic.
Pretty sure it doesn't.
Keanu Reeves is so hot right now.
He's so hot right now. That movie drops in cinemas May 2020.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.